In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. On this, the fourth Sunday after the Epiphany of our Lord, we get a glorious revelation of who our Lord Christ is and who he has called us to be as his disciples. After coming forth from the wilderness and calling his apostles, Jesus began to journey through Galilee, proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom and healing every dread disease, every affliction among the people. So his fame began to spread throughout all of Syria, so that the people brought to him all their sick and those afflicted with various diseases and pains, those oppressed by demons, and he healed them. The crowds gathered, and they swelled in number, flocking around the heavenly physician. Even if in their human ignorance, the darkness of their eyes brought on by sin, they did not perceive yet who he was, they are aroused by his manifest signs and visible miracles. While his miracles bear witness to his divine power and gracious nature of his appearing, Jesus sets forth another revelation for those who are trained in the Holy Scriptures and have been granted therein the eyes to see and the ears to hear. Seeing the crowds, he went up on the mountain. When his disciples gathered around him, he opened his mouth and taught. He cuts the figure of Moses on Sinai, the great prophet through whom God did give the law. Here is the prophet like Moses, who is greater than Moses, raised up from among the people whom Moses commanded all should listen. But he does not speak like Moses or Aaron or any of the prophets that came before him. He does not say, "Hear the word of God," or "Thus says the Lord." For he himself is the Word and the Lord of all. Here on this mountain, he who spoke to Moses in terrifying justice, in smoke and cloud, in the thunder and lightning that shook the very roots of Sinai, he now speaks to his disciples in tenderness and mercy. And listen to what he says. "Blessed are the poor in spirit. Blessed are those who mourn. Blessed are the meek. Blessed, 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 blessed are you when others revile you and persecute you." Long ago, the prophet Jeremiah prophesied, "Behold, the days are coming, declares the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and the house of Judah, not like the covenant that I made with their fathers on the day when I took them by the hand to bring them out of the land of Egypt, my covenant that they broke, though I was their husband, declares the Lord. For this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, declares the Lord. I will put my law within them. I will write it on their hearts, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. I will put my spirit within them." Jesus is made manifest by his miracles. He is made manifest by the fulfillment of type and prophecy. He is made manifest by his word. For in this way, by these beatitudes, he fulfills what was prophesied of Jeremiah so long ago. For note, he does not give a new table of the law. He does not say, "Become poor in spirit, that you may receive the kingdom of heaven." He does not say, "Mourn, so that you may be comforted. Become meek, that you inherit the earth." But he pronounces blessing. "Blessed are you," he says. He speaks to them about what he makes them by his word and their union with him. He speaks of the new heart which he shall give him, the spirit that he will breathe upon them, the people that they are in him. They are the poor in spirit, and they are those who mourn. They are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, and the pure in heart, because he makes them so. And in this way, we see the fourth way in which Christ is made manifest. He is made known through his Christians. Just a couple verses after the Beatitudes, Jesus says, "You are the light of the world, a city set on a hill that cannot be hidden. Nor do people light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a stand, and it gives light to all in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father who is in heaven. Through them, not that they themselves are the light, but through them, Christ, the true light, shines. Christ, who dwells in them, shines to the glory of the Father. He shines in them in the way that he overcomes the world in them and through them and for them. Those who are poor in spirit are blessed. By the preaching of his law and the conviction of the Holy Spirit, they know that they do not and cannot merit the kingdom of heaven. But nonetheless, he gives it to them as a free gift. Those who mourn, who weep over death and sin, they are comforted because he has overcome death and sin by his atoning death and resurrection. And so do they in him. To those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, he feeds them with his own, in his supper and in the feast of heaven, which it is a foretaste. To the merciful, who are merciful for his sake, he gives mercy and makes their hearts pure by the forgiveness of sins, so that they might see God. He has made peace between God and man by his blood, and between Jew and Gentile and men and women in his church, by making them one people. And so those who are peacemakers are called sons of God. And blessed are you when others revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. For he was reviled and slandered, persecuted and rejected. And those who follow him into his death also follow him into his new life. Blessed are you, saints of Zion. For Christ has made you and makes you these things, and he gives you all things. The kingdom of heaven is yours. Comfort, satisfaction, the new heavens and the new earth, mercy, the beatific vision, it is all yours in Christ Jesus. So go forth, for you are the light of the world. For the light of Christ shines through you. Let your faith and your work shine to the glory of God the Father, even when others revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on Christ's account. For your reward is great in heaven. Amen. You may rise for the offertory.